coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
In floating around the conference here at Search Engine Strategies, when we were walking around with Ponzi yesterday, she was remarking at how many women were here, very intelligent women, and we happened to have lunch with a very intelligent woman who's known in the space of marketing. She runs whatsnextonline.com and whatsnextblog.com, and her name's B.L. Ackman. B.L., and that's what I can call you?
Yes, hi.
And you are a female?
I am totally female, yes.
Has there ever been an issue with people thinking you weren't a female?
Just this morning, I looked at a track back to my blog, and somebody had disagreed with me and called me him. So I emailed them and told them.
So there's no alter egos going on?
No alter egos, no.
So tell me, what's next?
What a question. What a good question, Chris. What's next? I think that the people here seem to be really catching up to the idea of blogging. I've sat down next to so many people who say, so, tell me, what is a blog? And, you know, they're from big companies. So I think that the time has finally come that, you know, the idea of blogging is dawning on a wider market. And I guess the, you know, the 80-20 rule or the 95-5 rule is about to be applied to the blogosphere because we have so much space garbage in the website area, and we have a lot of space garbage already in the blog area. And it looks like when people find out how complex it really is to maintain a blog long term, I think that some of this enthusiasm may wane, but cream will rise to the top.
And I think you're cream. You've been doing this for quite a while.
Well, I love it. I'm unfortunately or fortunately addicted to it. And there I was at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, I was writing about the show because I can't stop. And if I'm away from blogging for more than 4 hours, my fingers start twitching.
So what was the last thing you wrote about?
The last thing I wrote about was the fact of what I just was saying, that it seems that there are anything about blogging at this show is really hot, and you know people can't seem to get enough information about it, and every session I've gone to that's mentioned blogging, the questioning has turned entirely to blogging questions. So I think that, and the people who I've spoken to at these different sessions have all been from rather large corporations as opposed to small ones, because they're starting to say, you know, well, there must be something to this.
What do you tell them when they ask you what is a blog?
I tell them that it's a type of website software, and that a person with no HTML knowledge like me, who doesn't have it, doesn't want it, can post to the internet, can put up, but that you need somebody who does know something about it to set it up and template it for you, and that the chief thing about it that has always knocked my socks off is that 5 years ago you would have had to pay vignette $20,000 for this $300 software, and now you automatically archived by categories, and it's automatically searchable. Every page generates its own URL, which is mind-boggling, and search engines love it. But what I tell them after I tell them that is that it's daily journalism, and daily journalism is hard work. And most people would rather go get root canal than write every day. And you know, for those of us who love to write, it's a panacea. But if you don't, and if you don't think that you can sustain the time and the intensity that's required, then, you know, I don't think you're going to really get much out of it.
Now, which are you more passionate about, marketing or writing?
Truth be told, it's writing. If I could be writing full-time, I would just be the happiest little clam in the ocean. But I have the genes, or whatever it is, for marketing. And it's a skill set that I've been using professionally now for 30 years, and before you were born, Chris. And, well, no, it makes me feel old, but it's been really an extraordinary experience to watch the evolution of marketing and the internet, and to be like in the middle of it, and you know, having fun with it, and being able to help companies make more money by keeping up with what's going on, and you know, so I do love what I do, but, you know, my real passion is writing.
Any current projects we should know about?
I am just shopping around a book proposal, but it's not about the internet. It's about how to complain. I am, in fact, the queen of kvetching. I used to run a consumer complaint handling service called Rent-A-Kvetch, and it's one of those things. You know, sometimes you have a good idea, and then it just follows you. And in 1981, I started this business called Rent-A-Kvetch just to write letters for people who weren't getting what they paid for from companies. And I couldn't stop doing it. And finally, you know, I just got so busy with my internet business, I just couldn't do it anymore. So I retired. But I was just on TV in Toronto last week in a half-hour show. I was on the cover of Money Magazine in January. I got interviewed by a Reader's Digest writer yesterday. And I keep saying to them, I don't do this anymore. And they say, but you're the best. You're the queen. You know, yeah, I'm the best complainer. So it applies, however, to marketing and blogging, because just 3 weeks ago, I just bought a new Dell computer, and the DVD drive was defective, and they had to replace it. And when I interacted with their technical support, it was a pretty horrific experience. And I did end up with a camera for my trouble. I said, you know, there needs to be a consequence for people not doing their job and for your products not working, and so I want to be compensated. And the guy thought about it for a while, and he offered me a camera, which my nephew is enjoying very much. And I went back to my blog, and I wrote, Dell tech support sucks. And if you go to Google and type in Dell tech support in number 5, last time I looked, it says Dell tech support sucks and what's next blog, and then references to a couple of other blogs that picked up what I said. And in one of the sessions here, it was noted that more than 25% of search engine content is customer generated now. And so the skills that I have as a complainer are actually helpful, believe it or not, in search engine marketing. You didn't think I'd bring that back to this conversation, did you?
No, I was thinking of my own post on Dell Hell, and I think I rank in terms of Dell Hell, those keywords. I'm not sure if I'm like up towards the top or at the top at this point, but at one point I was number one for Dell Hell.
It's remarkable that they haven't responded, because when I looked in Dell Tech Support and Dell Customer Service, I saw all these blogs and forum posts and everything that people have done, and nothing in response, which is a very dumb way for a company to react in this transparent marketing and search engine world. And, you know, a company that size, it's absolutely incredible that they're not out there, you know, paying attention to what we're all saying about them, because it does hurt them. In the end effect, it will hurt them.
So if you're the queen of complaining still, what complaints do you have about search engine strategies here in New York?
The food's terrible. The place smells pretty bad.
What do you think of Wi-Fi here?
Well, I haven't been able to find it, but I hear it's here. And, you know, I mean, I think that they've done a spectacular job of putting together the sessions, but I think it's time to move out of this location and into a place that has better accommodations for this kind of event.
Now, this type of event, I was remarking earlier in the day that I felt it was too large. Do you get the same feeling? Would you rather be at a larger conference, same size, or something smaller?
I'd rather be at something smaller and at a more expert level. I'm finding that there's a tremendous amount of newbies, and that's great, and I think that this information is so important, but I'm having a hard time finding my next level. Not that I'm not taking anything away from it, because always one does, but I would rather go to a smaller conference. That's pretty much always the case with conferences, and you know, it's hard to get them to the level that people really need to be at. But yeah, it's gotten really huge, and you know, you hardly see the same people twice.
So you've got this book that you're shopping around. Is there anything in the future?
In the future, I'm helping clients get blogging. I'm blog coaching, and I've got 3 clients blogging and another one about to start. And that's a really fascinating practice, because unlike other areas of marketing, I can't do it for them. All I can really do is tell them what they have to do, and they don't really want to do all the things that they have to do to develop an audience for their blogs. You know, can't you write the emails? No. You know, it won't be authentic. But two of them have taken to blogging like fish to water. And, you know, it's just wonderful to watch the evolution of their blogs and how much they're getting into it. And so I think that that's probably going to turn out to be what I do more of, which is to help people get into this sphere. And, you know, I'm loving that. I would love that to be what I do all the time.
Well, BL, I can tell you that you're doing the right thing by helping people hop onto the Clue train.
The Clue train, for sure, yeah. And, you know, I'm still emailing with people like Bob Bly who say, Clue train? Blech, what is that important? Why is that important? You know, I mean, he's a brilliant guy in his area, but and like many other people who are really brilliant, but this whole idea of, you know, I don't know, people's media, is that what we're in, is hard for a lot of people to grasp. So, you know, it's a fun space to be in. It's exciting.
I agree. Thanks for your time, BL.
Thank you.
Coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.